Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart and you'll never lose. Awaken the
Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show. This is the show where we connect by crossing time zones and oceans and dimensions to link up with everyone all around the world. Now, normally about this time in the show, we connect up with our co-host over there in America, Mr. Gary Moore, who is actually going to be the guest today. He was going to tell us all about the sacred Lakota Pipe Ceremony. But unfortunately, he's damaged his back, and as we speak, he's at the chiropractic clinic. So unfortunately, he won't be able to join us, but don't be too disappointed because we do have a very special guest. We've got our own resident spiritual medium, Jane Dawson, and she's a very popular lady, and so you can call in and get your messages from the angels from her. Now, if you've never rung in before, don't be shy, because we don't bite. In fact, we're nearly human. And you can either click to talk on Skype, or you can call us at 646-929-0461. Or if you're calling from outside America, you can dial 001-646-929-0461. And I do see that we've already got someone on the switchboard waiting. But before we actually bring Jane on to take your messages and to give you the angel messages that she'll be getting for us, we're going to dedicate this song to Gary, because, as I said, he was going to tell us all about the Lakota tribe of Indians. I believe it was connected with the Sioux Indians, or it was a branch of the Sioux Indians, which I didn't know before. But I just wanted to remind everybody that we are in actual fact One Tribe. So this one's for you, Gary, sending out love, light, and healing to you.
One tribe, one time, one planet, one race. It's all one blood, don't care about your face, color of your eye or the tone of your skin. Don't care where you are, don't care where you been, cause where we gonna go is where we wanna be. The place where the native language is unity, and the continent is called Pangea, and the main ideas are connected like a sphere. No propaganda to try to upper hand us, cause man, I'm loving this. Peace, man, I'm loving this. Peace, man, I'm loving this. Peace, I don't need no leader that's gonna force feed her. Concept to make me think I need her. Fear my brother and fear my sister. And shoot my neighbor with my big missile. If I had an enemy, if I had an enemy, if I had an enemy, then my enemy's gonna try to come and kill me, cause I'm his enemy. There's one tribe, y'all. We one tribe, y'all. We one tribe, y'all. We are one people. Let's catch amnesia. Forget about all that evil. Forget about all that evil. That evil, that they seizure. Let's catch amnesia. Forget about all. One tribe, one tribe, one tribe, one time, one planet, one race, one love, one people, one. Too many things that's causing one to forget about the main cause, connect and uniting. But the evil is seeding and alive in us, so our weapons are colliding, and our peace is sinking like Poseidon. But we know that the one, the evil one's threatened by the sun, so we come and try to separate the sun. But he dumb, he didn't know he had the will to overcome. Rejuvenating by the beating of the drum, come together by the cycle of the hum. Freedom when all become one, forever. One tribe, y'all. One tribe, y'all. We one tribe, y'all. We all one people. Let's catch amnesia. Forget about all that evil. Forget about all that evil. That evil, that they seizure. Let's catch amnesia. Forget about all that evil. That evil, that they seizure. Remember that we one people. We all one people. One people. One people. One people. One love, one blood, one people. One heart, one beat, we equal. Connected like the internet, united, that's how we do. Let's break walls so we see through. Let love and peace lead you. We could overcome the complication, cause we need to help each other make these changes. Brother, sister, rearrange this way of thinking, that we can change this bad condition. Break, use your mind and not your greed. Let's connect and then proceed. This is something I believe. We are one, we're all just people. One tribe, y'all. One tribe, y'all. One tribe, y'all. We are one people. Let's cast amnesia. Forget about all that evil. Forget about all that evil. That evil that they feed you. Let's cast amnesia. Let's cast amnesia. Forget about all that evil. That evil that they feed you. One tribe, y'all. We one tribe, y'all. One people. One people. One people. One people. One people. One people. Let's cast amnesia. Lord, help me out. Trying to figure out what it's all about. Cause we're one in the same. Same joy, same pain. And I hope that you're there when I need ya. Cause maybe we need amnesia. And I don't wanna sound like a preacher, but we need to be one. One world, one love, one passion. One tribe, one understanding. Cause you and me can become one.
Oh, that was One Tribe by the Black Eyed Peas. And I love that one. And that was especially for you, Gary, if you're listening anywhere and at the chiropractic clinic, if you're waiting in the waiting room, that was especially for you, just to remind us all that we're all one tribe. Now, over here in the UK, we did, this is Jan Christie, by the way, I don't know if I introduced myself for those who don't know me, We've had Halloween the other night, but tomorrow night it's bonfire night. And that is to celebrate the night in 1605 when Guy Fawkes tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament. Now, do you think I'll get arrested if I say I don't think he was on the wrong track there? I think I will. I think I'll just, it's a live show, so I can't edit that out, but there you go, never mind. Okay, well, apart from calling in at 646-929-0461, if you'd like a message from the angels from our brilliant Jane Dawson, you can also contact her on Facebook right now, live. You can get on her timeline, and her Facebook page is Jane Dawson Psychic Medium on Facebook. Or you can actually find our Gold Ring Healing Fountain page on Facebook and type any questions in there, but preferably on Jane's page because she's keeping an eye on that, and I do believe she already has a person on there now waiting to ask a question. But we do have somebody on the switchboard now, so before we bring anybody on, we're going to actually connect up with Jane, and she's over here in the UK, but she's up there in Scotland, so she's about 200 miles up the M6 from me. So are you there, Jane?
I'm here, son. How are you?
All right, thanks. Apart from getting cut off about three times up to now in the show, but never mind, it's one of those nights, and we're just going to pray that the angels help us to have a fantastic show.
Exactly.
Okay. So
sort it for us, Jan.
They will.
And much love to poor Gary.
Oh, yeah. Poor Gary.
Sending the healing angels over to rub his back for him, bless him.
Yeah.
Hope you're better soon, Gary.
Me too. Okay, then, so we'll all send him love, light and healing out from the chat room as well, because we have people in the chat room who are brilliant healers in there as well. And we also have Billy in there, Star Vexer, who does all my videos for my songs that I write, or our channel. And, okay, so shall we just have a quick word about the angels?
Let's have a quick word about the angels. Let's do that. I always like to pick you all an angel card, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the card I've picked for you this evening is Ascended Masters. So you don't really get much higher than Ascended Masters unless you go straight to Source itself. And it says in this card here, powerful, loving and wise spiritual teachers are watching over and guiding you. Now, Ascended Masters are, of course, those who have walked the earth and are now in the non-physical realms like Jesus, Mother Mary, etc., etc. And the person who came through strongly to me, the Ascended Master came through to me this evening, was Buddha himself, Lord Buddha. And, you know, he just put his hands together in a prayer to me, showed us all respect, wants to show us all his respect and to remind us to work from the heart and to use kindness and compassion because it's much needed now.
Oh, it is.
It's much needed now, and it says just to go lightly, be light with yourself, be light of heart and be light of mood. So there's some lovely thoughts and words from him. And of course, Buddha is very, very good for bringing abundance into your life as well. And I picked up a beautiful jade Buddha when I was on a trip to Cannes, and it was in a second-hand market, and I just clapped eyes in this beautiful thing, and I thought, I must have him. There was a few of us in the party, and we sort of all clubbed together to let me buy this beautiful jade Buddha. And he's lovely, and I have him at home now, and when I got home with him, I discovered that Jade especially talks about financial abundance. So I was rubbing my hands, Jan, and I do tend to keep a £10 note under them just to remind myself how thankful I am for everything in my life. I encourage him to bring me lots more abundance, financial and otherwise.
Lovely. That's a great idea too, isn't it?
How big
is he?
He's not terribly big. He's maybe about 4 or 5 inches tall, but he's heavy.
Yeah.
He's very heavy, but I just love him to bit.
Oh, I think he's glorious.
Yes.
I love Jade myself.
I do. It's lovely. And, you know, it's a great mantra to remember about abundance. Abundance comes easily to me from expected and unexpected sources. It's wonderful, isn't it?
It is, and we say that 3 or 4 times a day.
Yeah.
And that manifests that.
It does indeed. Mm-hmm. Up in your bathroom window, mirror or any place, your fridge, any place you look sort of regularly, just to remind yourself and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, I'd just like to mention to everybody who has been ascending since 2013 started, that there is a battle going on between the light and the dark forces, but if you can rise above that and not get involved in dramas and battles that are going on, it's better to rise above it. But once we have ascended, descend back down to Earth again and bring all the light with us and ground that into Mother Earth. Because our physical life hasn't finished, has it? We're still here doing what we're here to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a very important point to make. Sometimes when we become overly involved with our spiritual self, we can forget that we have an earthly life to lead and become somewhat ungrounded. And for our own soul's growth, we need to go through the lessons, the challenges that we've set ourselves.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, whilst adjusting how we react to things.
Well, someone in the Atlanta Diva said that you were skipping out and hard to hear, Jane.
Oh,
so
no.
I hope we can sort of keep a good connection between us, and I hope that people are over there and Mountain Diva's over there in America. So I hope she can hear better now.
Hi, Mountain Diva. I brought the mic a little closer to my mouth, so maybe that'll improve things.
Yes, I hope so. And I hope I don't lose the connection. But, you know, we'll just keep going. It's a live show, so we're not really in full control of what happens to us.
No, we'll just soldier on, Jan. We'll soldier
on. We do, with trust.
We won't let the dark forces win.
No. So, Jane, would you like to take a caller who's been on there 14 minutes up to now?
Yes.
Before we do anything else. So we've got Vinod Bodhi. Speaking of Buddha, you were speaking about Buddha earlier. BNNA Bodhi is on. So I'm just going to get the live mic. Here we go. You're live on air with Jane. Do you have a question?
Bodhi. No.
Hello. BNNA Bodhi. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Don't be shy. You're live on air with Jane Dawson on the Healing Fountain Show. You did call into the switchboard. Maybe they're just listening.
But maybe just listening.
Maybe. So I'll put them on mute and to the next caller, which is area code 916 area code. You are live on air with Jane Dawson. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from, please? Hello? Hello? Are you there? Oh, dear. We have two callers who we can't hear just at the minute.
That's a shame.
Oh, it is, isn't it? I think they're all being shy. Maybe they're just listening in. If you want to just listen in, we'll just put you back on mute again. But if you want to call in again and answer, you can do that so that we know that you want to speak to Jane. Hang up and call us again if you didn't manage to. Oh, somebody's hung up. So maybe they'll call in again. And
okay.
If not, do we have any questions in the chat room?
Well, I have a lady, Diane McMillan, who has come onto my Facebook.
Great.
So I'm just going to give her, she doesn't really know what she wants to ask, but I just want to give her a connection to homemade jam. So there must be someone in the spirit world, possibly a gran, and I do feel that this lady would have been a jam maker, and I do feel the name Agnes linked somewhere around her or family. That's a good Scottish name, isn't it, John?
Agnes, yes.
Yes, and I know very much as a little boy with her in the spirit world that belonged to someone very close to Diane in the family. And I'm also feeling a gentleman coming forward for her who would feel either like a father or a grandfather figure. It's hard to tell, but he's very, very loving. And I know as I tune into this man's energy, I know that I'm going a bit bald on top, but I have some hair on the side, and I know I have a sparkling, a good little sense of humour there, nice little sense of humour with me, and I want to bring forward the name Anne as well. So I hope that's a nice connection for Diane, and I have picked two angel cards for her, and the first one says Heart Chakra, and it says the answer that you seek in your heart is in your heart right now. Be open to giving and receiving love. And you know what, Jan? It's so important to know that we do know. Our soul and our heart does know the answer to everything that we would want it to know. And it's useful to, you know, speak to a medium or speak to a psychic that you trust. But really, you do have all your own answers within you. So just a little reminder for those who are listening.
Yeah, and if you want to know the answers in your conscious mind, all you need to do is just tap into your own conscious mind and into your higher self by meditating.
Absolutely.
And write down what you get.
Write down what you get. Sometimes if you pose a question, the answer will be dropped into your mind. And, you know, believe that's the answer from either your higher self or from the angels of the spirit world. It doesn't need to be any fancy way of delivering it or any dramatic method of delivery. As long as you're open to receiving, your question will be answered. And of course, use that along with your gut feelings, your gut instincts, and you can't go far wrong.
No, that's true. So you did a message there for a lady on your Facebook page.
Facebook, Diane McMillan. Diane, I hope you're listening in and you heard that okay. Another card I had for her was visualise success. See yourself doing well in this situation and have faith in a positive outcome. So this card shows a lot of change, a lot of growth, a lot of reaping the benefits of work put in. And it urges us to stay very, very, very positive. So stay positive, Diane, and go for it. Angel blessings to Diane.
Oh, that was a lovely message, Jane.
Oh, thank you. Hope Diane enjoyed it. Maybe she'll give us some feedback during the course of the show.
Yeah, I hope so. And we did have caller 916, area code, and she's called back in again. She did speak, but it must not have been a good connection, so we couldn't hear her. So are you there now, please?
Yeah.
Mountain
Diva.
Can
you hear me?
Hiya. Yes, we can now.
Oh,
how
good.
Are you?
Hello, it's Mountain Diva from the chat room.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. I got a little earache. It's really windy now. We had 45 mile an hour winds last night.
But that will pass.
Do you do angel cards or are you medium? What do you do? I can't remember.
I do all of them. But really, what I do, Mountain Diva, is I ask the universe to give the caller, the client, what's best for them, what the universe wants to give to you. But if you have a question, I'm happy to try and answer it. Do you have a question?
There's probably a lot of questions, so maybe just do what the universe wants me to hear.
All righty. Okay, well, I have to tell you that there's a man in the spirit world very, very close with you who would feel like a father figure. Is your father in spirit? Yes, okay.
Yes, and someone recently passed over, too, who was like a father figure. So it could be either my actual father who died in the 80s or the one who just recently passed over who was kind of like a father.
Okay, absolutely. And do you know the name John? John.
Can you say that? Did you say George?
Do you know the name John? J-O-H-N.
John.
Well, I'm sure there was people in our family named John. I have a nephew named John who's alive.
You have a nephew who,
That's perfect. Okay. So I know also there was someone who's either passed with heart disease or who's suffering from heart disease at the moment.
That was my father. He died of heart disease, yes.
That was your father. And your father would have been a smoker, wasn't he? Your father was a smoker. Did he smoke cigarettes?
Part of his life he did, but of course he quit when he had to.
He quit when he had to. Well, he's enjoying a cigarette in the spirit world now. he just thought he would tell you that. And do you understand the gentleman who was also going bald on top, but who had very distinctive brown marks, sun marks on his scalp?
Somebody with marks on their scalp. Gosh,
yes,
I don't know.
Yes, someone who'd lost their hair a little bit, a gentleman who'd lost their hair, but obviously had seen a lot of the sun because a lot of brown, you know, like we had been exposed to a lot of sun.
You know, all of the guys in my family, when they got bald, you could see those spots, like the little brown spots, if that's what you're talking about. So I don't know which one you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about, exactly. Okay, and I know with the gentleman I'm speaking about, and do you have an Uncle John in spirit?
Not that I know of. Harry.
No, well, they keep mentioning John to me, you see. They keep mentioning John. But I know this gentleman I'm seeing is quite slim of build, and he would be a gentleman who was quite restless, like to do a lot of activities, like to be kept busy in his life.
I'm going to have to probably ask my brother, because he's the one who knows about our family on the other side. Being that John is in our family, this would be probably a great, great, great uncle that you're talking to somebody.
Well, I don't want to go too far back, Mountain Diva, but I do feel there's someone who connects with the water or boats in your family.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They came from Lake Wawasee. And John is the one. John's the only one in the entire family that inherited any of the McClintock's stuff, because he's the last boy with that name, and he has a cabin on Lake Wawasee.
Right. So there you are. That's about
the other John would have connected with Lake Wawasee also.
I would imagine so. I'm connecting with someone who was well used to going aboard on boats and enjoying time, relaxation, and leisure time.
Well, that's what my brother that's alive does now. I hope he's not passed, and I don't know.
No. Well, quite often what happens is the spirit world just give you evidence of things that are happening around you. To show that they're in and around your life, okay? But I would like to say about your brother, just to make sure that he has his health checked, if you're speaking to him, nothing to worry you particularly, but just to say to him if he's due any medical checks, to have them done. And
yeah,
I want to bring you...
He's retiring this year.
Perfect, okay. And I want to bring you a lovely dog from the spirit world as well.
Aww.
who was also used to going in and out of water, sort of black dog. And I also want to bring you a lady from the spirit world who may be your mother or an aunt, I feel. You've got both over there. And one of these ladies would have worn an apron, would have been taller and would have worn an apron. It's a very domestic type lady.
Yes.
I can smell cooking. I can smell baking. Would this be your mummy?
Yes.
And so she's making an apple pie at the moment. She says,
okay.
She says, you need a little bit of loving. A little bit of loving.
Yes.
And would you know who Shirley is?
Oh, no, I don't know that name.
You don't
know
that
name. I'll have to talk to my brother's wife, because she knows everybody that's related to, like, who lived around Lake Wawasee, who's passed over. Shirley.
Okay. Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew. I'm calling you Mountain Diva. I mean, of course. Now, do you have a little grandson? Are you old enough to have grandchildren?
Yes, I do have a grand. I've got two grandsons.
You've got two grandsons. Is there one about age 3 or 4?
Yes.
Because I know we're bringing, special attention around this child at the moment. Lots of love and attention.
Is there anything wrong with him?
No, there's just a lot of pride, and they just want to acknowledge that they know the child's here. And I also feel I want to mention the name Steve or Stephen, which may be around the child somewhere or in your family somewhere.
Could it have been a guide of mine? Because I used to have a guide named Stephen. I haven't talked to him in a long time.
Well, it could possibly be. If he's coming into contact with your grandson, he may well be around him too.
Well, I think that my middle grandson is psychic, that his parents are stuffing him in the box. So
yeah.
Maybe they're trying to tell me that.
Well, he's been very well protected. I know one of your grandchildren would have very blue eyes, is that correct?
Yes.
That's the child I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay, lots and lots of love. There's loads of people who I know miss you physically and who you miss physically. But just remember, they're never disconnected from you. They're always connected. They're always connected with you and to you.
Okay.
Did you take part in a seance or a Ouija board?
Oh, only as a child. That was one of the first things I played with, maybe around 17 years old.
Right. Okay, then. Well, then we're just bringing that back as a memory, and that would be your grandmother, who's very, very strict lady. Very strict lady.
Yeah, I don't play with Ouija boards now, but, you know, like every teenager picks it up now and then.
Absolutely. I first did it when I was about 12. But it's fine as long as it's in safe hands, but I don't recommend anyone who's not experienced and who doesn't have an experienced medium with them to really do anything like that.
Yeah, I do better with cards.
Exactly.
I'm
going to pick you an angel card, and it said, the one I've picked you is God Box. Write any worries, concerns or desires on a piece of paper that you put in a special container called a God Box, as a way of letting go and allowing the divine to help you. So what I would sum this up is let go and let God, basically.
Good advice, that.
Okay, bye, darling. Lovely chatting with you.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks for your call, Diana.
Bye.
That
was very nice. Talk to people.
Lovely.
Lovely
message.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye, Diana.
And
I'll put Mountain Diva back on hold. And we've no more callers just at the minute, but if you want to call in, it's 646-929-0461. And if you're calling from outside the USA, it's 001-646-929-0461. And you can also get on Facebook on Jane's page, Jane Dawson Psychic Media, and put a question on there, if you're too shy to call in, or if you're already in the chat room, we do have a live chat room, and all you have to do is click on the show link, scroll down the page, and you'll find us in the live chat room, and you can always type a question in there. So that was a lovely message you just gave, Jane.
Oh, I hope she's pleased with it. There's really a lot of love coming from the spirit world for her. And I have another question on my Facebook from Susie Allen.
Great.
And she's asking me, do you know the name of my angel? Well, as I tune into her energy, I'm aware there are several angels round about her, but our guardian angel gives me the name Jonathan. Jonathan. So I don't know if Susie's encountered that name before, but I know very much that Jonathan wants to be known to her. She also has Archangel Shamuel around her, and he's bringing joy and comfort around a relationship. And I do feel as a baby, either to be born or just born in the family circle somewhere. And I also feel beautiful, beautiful pink energy around Susie. And this feels like a grandmotherly, motherly or grandmotherly, but I think more grandmotherly figure.
And I know as well as a couple of babies in the spirit world who have belonged again to the family, and what looks like a little Jack Russell or similar type of dog. So she has a lot of people, angels, and other loving spirits to help her out. She also has, it feels like, a grandfather very, very close with her as well, who is also trying to guide her and help her along the way. Susie, you have to know there is a path set for you, and you have not to be overcome by the obstacles put in your way. So I hope that's answered your question, Susie.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, we've got a question in the chat room as well. So if Susie's happy with that lovely message, if we want to just answer Halloween Tango, aka Michelle, and she was wondering if you've got any message or guidance for her.
Right. Halloween Tango. Is that her name?
Yes, Michelle.
Michelle. That's a great name, though, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah. Brilliant.
Better than the Monster Mash. Hi, Michelle. I hope you're well, sweetheart. I'm looking up into the sky when I tune in to you, and I'm looking at a beautiful blue sky, and I'm looking at clouds, and I just feel there's been a message for you in the clouds recently, so I hope you can appreciate that. If you haven't seen it, do look out for the sign of an angel. I've also been showing a rose from someone very close with you in the spirit world. And I've also been showing the image of a snake. It looks a bit like a cobra. Now, what that's in relation to, I don't know how that's symbolic for you, whether you understand or not. I really hope you do. Again, I can feel a couple of babies in your aura. So I don't know what that's about, whether you're still of age to have babies or what, but I know they're most definitely in your aura there. Now, I want to just pick you a couple of cards. Oh, beautiful, Michelle, the Lovers.
Oh.
So the focus is on new relationships or intimate relationships. So if you don't have a partner in your life, you go, girl, because now's the time. And it also talks about good health in your life, which is fabulous. And it can also talk about working. It can be working partnerships, so working with others. And the other card I picked for you is Unity, Archangel Sandalphon. And it says, spiritual organisations are highlighted. Seek out mentors and like-minded friends. So that's interesting. You've got the Lovers telling you that partnerships will work, and you've got Archangel Sandalphon telling you to seek out like-minded friends. So that's quite a strong message for you. But there is changes coming round about your spiritual journey and your spiritual path. You definitely won't be on your own for long. The universe has heard your prayers.
Oh, that's
okay,
a lovely
Michelle.
Message.
Oh, she's a lovely girl.
Yeah, lovely energy.
Lovely energy.
Mm.
Indeed.
And that was a great message. Now, I'll just check back on the switchboard. We don't have anyone else on there at the moment, apart from Bonabody, but I don't think they wanted to speak because...
Don't talk to us. Okay.
No, sometimes people are shy, but don't worry. So I've just posted a link in the chat room. So you're going to be doing a beautiful meditation, aren't you, Jane? Until we get a few more callers calling in, or unless you've got another one on Facebook, have you?
I'm just having a look at the moment. I'm working off two pages here, Jan. So
no.
I'm
working off about three.
You're working off of three. We like to keep ourselves busy, don't we?
Oh, don't, I've got to be like an octopus up here.
I know. It's just as well we're women.
I know. We can multitask.
We can multitask very, very easily. So I'm just flipping over to my other page, and I don't think there are any further messages. Just double checking that.
Well, I'm just looking on the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show page, which is on Facebook, of course. But I can't see any messages on there just at the moment.
Oh, nobody wants to talk to me tonight, Jan.
Oh, never mind, because you're going to be doing a beautiful meditation. And also, before we do that, we're going to just, I've put a link in the chat room. And so in the chat room also, there is Star Vexer, Billy, who does all my videos. So I thought, in honor of Billy, I'll play one of my songs, if that's okay. But I need to get over to the switchboard to press play. So if everyone wants to just click on the link and pull up the player and then put a heart in the chat room to say that they're ready. Here's my heart coming in now. We'll press play and then we'll do that. Okay, so Billy's thanking me already for that one.
Billy's excited. And actually have another have a Facebook question.
Oh, go ahead then, yeah.
So do you want to take it just now? Or?
Yes, yeah, do your Facebook first.
Okay, so this is from Carol McPherson, and she's just asking me how legal matters will go. And I hope you're listening in, Carol. I very much see the number 3 when I just tune into Carol's energy there. So I feel this could be either 3 weeks or 3 months. So there will be a period there until the answer is known. But 3 very much talks about new projects, pregnancy, new creative things. So if the legal situation is to do with that, then I would find that very encouraging. 3 also talks about the need to express yourself, both verbally and creatively. So I'm just going to have a look. Oh, the angels are now telling me that Carol is actually a very spiritual lady. And I was talking about all the answers being known to yourself, known to your soul, known to your higher self. And the angels are telling me that Carol only has to tap in and she'll get that answer. Now, I've picked her 2 cards here, and the first one is the Dreamer, or better known as the Fool in the traditional tarot. And he urges you to basically follow your faith, take a big leap, go for it. It's the start of an unknown journey for you, and there'll be unexpected opportunities. So that's pretty encouraging news. And also I've brought out the King of Cups or the King of Water for her. And this would be a partner in her life who would be utterly trustworthy. So that's a great person to have by your side. A lot of emotion around you just now. But I do feel that Carol's getting very good advice. So definitely I feel a positive outcome there, although she may have to wait a little while. So hope that's good for you, Carol. And I hear someone talking about an anniversary. So I don't know whether it's anniversary of a lady's passing or whether it's an anniversary to do with you. But I do feel here I have a little lady, very slim legs, not at all tall, quite a short lady, very much a sort of what we'd call a set or a perm in her hair, and glasses. And I know she's talking about an anniversary here. I do feel it's like a grandmother to Carol. So I hope she can understand that. And I hope that reading's fine for her and makes sense to her.
Oh, I'm sure it will. Lovely reading that.
Oh.
Okay.
I do, but myself and the angels do the best, Jan. Best
they
can.
Of course they do. And if the universe knows it, you know it, don't you?
Exactly.
Tuning in.
It's known to the universe, it's known to us.
Yes.
And you know what? If we all believed that, I mean, how brilliant would it make life?
I know. Okay then, so we'll do the video and get on with our ceremonies. We need to do the candle ceremony also. But we'll just play this video, especially for Billy, and to thank him as well for doing all the videos that he's done for me. So if you've pulled up your player and paused it, I'm going to get over to the switchboard now, press play and count you down so that we all synchronize and play the video together. Okay, so here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play. Right now it's time to light our candles. I'm lighting mine for world peace and spiritual unity, and to remind me that we're all part of the big light. And to remind me also to help other people to light their light if they so wish. And I light my candle because fire is a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as always, to send out love, light and healing all around the world. And today we're sending it out specially to Gary, who's injured his back. So this is for you, Gary. I've also lit the Nag Champa, which purifies the atmosphere and makes it so that we can call in the light. It's a very positive thing to do as well. It creates positivity. So right now I'm going to ask Patricia Corey to call in the light. Thank you, Patricia.
Call upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Azrael, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extradimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Thank you, Patricia. Now I'd like to do an ancient healing song taken from words said by Moses when he was on the mountain. When his sister was very ill. I'll just do it three times, but I'd like to send out healing with my voice. So anyone who's in the chat room that would like to do that also, just send out your intentions or sing along. It goes like this. Ona, Elna, Rufana, La. Ona, Elna, Rafana la, Ana Elna, Rafana la, Ana Elna, Rafana la, Ana Elna, Rafana la. Anna, Elna, Rafanala. And now I'd like to ask Pure Wind Song to do the mantra. Thank you.
Thank you. Dearest Wei Xiaowas, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy. And you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Our special guest today is Jane Dawson.
So everyone, I would love you just to relax and take a gorgeous deep breath. In and out. In and out. As that lovely vibrational music plays in the background, you just feel so, so relaxed. Let go of your cares. Let go of your worries. Nothing matters at this moment. On your next breath in, just imagine breathing in beautiful gold light. Breathing in that wonderful healing golden light. Down into your lungs. All throughout your body, in your arms and legs, into your head and your throat. So your body becomes one beautiful, gleaming, golden energy. And as you breathe in and out, and relax even more. Start to notice that this beautiful golden energy is not only from the spirit, but it is also our soul energy. As we breathe in and out, we notice how the gold energy is circulating around our heart area, healing that area of any past grief, past woes and worries, any current issues that are bothering us. We're just going to let them fade away. Just forgive and forget. As we are doing this work, we become aware of the angels coming behind us with their beautiful healing energy. Mighty Archangel and his legion of following angels. Archangel Raphael, his legion of healer angels, all our guardian angels gathering close around us, giving us strength, giving us confidence, giving us security, and helping in this wonderful heart healing work. As we become closer and closer with us, we feel our vibration tingling and reaching out to meet theirs. As we become closer and closer, you realize that you are at one with your guardian angel, with your archangels, and with every other being in this universe. With every other universe that exists. We are always linked, never can be separate. As you realize the enormity of this, I know that your soul is truly a shining star, truly as powerful as other beings who join us now. You know you have the confidence to move forward in life and no longer be worried or upset by those ego-driven issues which have bothered you for so long. They now drop away as we move into the next phase of your earthly life, knowing that you are loved and protected. And so it is. Now I'd like you to send thanks to your beautiful soul for showing you how special, how wonderful, how unique, how powerful, how beautiful it is. It knows everything. It loves you so, so much. You know you'll never be alone again. And we say thank you also to your angels and archangels for bringing their beautiful presence and healing light to our circle this evening. And as they step back, they bless us with love and we return the favour, knowing that they are only a thought away. Wonderful. Well done. When you feel ready, bring your consciousness back to where you sit in this earthly realm, in your earthly home, complete with the knowledge that you are a mighty, powerful soul, living a life on this earth as you chose to do before you came here, and finding the joy within that. And when you are ready, just give your little fingers and little toes a little waggle and open your eyes. Come back to us here. Bless you all.
So Smitan Kaur, make a little group. Smitan Kaur. We can come back on, Jane. Are you still there?
Hi, John. Yes, I'm here.
Thank you for the beautiful meditation. It was great. And all the lovely messages as well, of course. Fantastic.
Oh, you're welcome. I really enjoyed it.
Me too. Now, normally you don't get to do your meditation because we have wall-to-wall callers, but because you stood in at the last moment for Gary, you didn't have your normal amount of people calling in. But we will schedule another show with you and send out the link so everyone knows you're on.
That's
whenever.
Perfect. And as Gary says, it's all perfect.
Oh, it always is.
Absolutely.
Okay, so next week we have Pete Spencer, and he's doing a lot of work with Cobra, and he's going to tell us how to fire the grid with love, or pump the grid with love. And so I'm quite looking forward to that next week, and I'm quite looking forward to having Gary back on again, because we've missed him for 2 weeks. He was off doing a ceremony last week, and he was going to do the same one again today, but unfortunately, as I said, he damaged his back. So love, light and healing out to Gary and anyone else out there who needs it as well, of course. And so what are you going to be doing? You're going to Bonfire Night tomorrow night, Jane.
Well, actually, I'm serving a spiritualist church tomorrow night.
Oh, right.
I know. So I hope there's not too many fireworks going off beside me. But if anyone is in my area, which is in Largs in North Ayrshire, in Scotland, obviously, I'm having a fantastic evening on Friday night, an evening of music and mediumship with myself. An Irish friend is coming over specially, and a lovely young singer-songwriter. Right up your street, Jan, but you can't hear yourself.
Yeah, who's that? Who's the singer-songwriter?
It's a young chap called Sean Kennedy, very talented.
Sean Kennedy, I think I've heard of him.
Lovely. I think you will hear of him in the future. I think he's got a great career in front of him.
Oh, well, you'll have to give him my email address.
I will indeed. And on Saturday, excitement of excitement, I'm running a modern hand reading day. So again, if anyone fancies finding out how to read your hand or anyone else's hand using the scientific and medical proven methods, then again, contact me and have a day running in Largs. And hand reading is such an amazing thing, Jan, I can't tell you.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to have a do that myself. Can you tell us your website, Jane, and then people can get on your website and find out all about the things that you do?
Absolutely. AngelLadyJane.com. Or I'm always on Facebook. Jane Dawson is my private page, and Jane Dawson, Psychic Medium Angel Therapist, is my public page. I'm happy to have friends in both. So angelladyjane.com, my website, and Jane Dawson on Facebook, and Jane Dawson Psychic Medium even, an angel therapist, a public page.
Yes, check out Jane's page. Like her Facebook page, Jane Dawson Psychic Medium. Like that page, and please get on the Healing Fountain Gold Ring, because there isn't a Healing Fountain, but we are the Gold Ring Healing Fountain, affiliated with Rise of Five's Gold Ring website. And so we're there on Facebook as well. And I am as well, Jan Christie Drinkel. So if you get on there, you can make friends with us all. And we always like to meet new people, and especially people that are doing the same work we're doing, and spreading the light around for everyone else.
Absolutely. And, you know, so many people are doing this and they're not doing it consciously. I always think that carers and nurses, people like that, you know, they spread so much light around. It's funny, I always think being spiritual is really about how kind and compassionate you are. And very much about being in the spiritual path in some ways is a separate thing.
That's true. And as you said, not everybody is conscious of the fact that they're doing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it's very interesting.
When I was in the band with my son and daughters, and we were travelling around doing the shows, I didn't realise until after I got on my spiritual path that I was actually sending out love, light and healing then as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There are so many sensitive people around, Jan. It's becoming more and more, particularly with the younger people. And I can tell this easily through my handreading skills. People can do it just now, if we have a minute just to explain.
Yes.
If you take
yes.
your index finger of your right hand and you stroke the skin on the sort of underneath your little finger, you just stroke the skin down towards the bottom of your hand and
yeah.
feel how silky it is. And if it's very silky, then you're extremely sensitive.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And this is linked to your brain and the amount of synapses and things that go on. So you feel a lot more. And the less silky and the more rough your skin becomes, the less sensitive you become. So if you want to know if you're psychic, sensitive, intuitive, because it's all the same, just gently rub that area of skin there and you'll find out.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's
anyway,
very interesting.
It is, really. So get on Jane's website, Lady Jane.
Angel Lady Jane.
AngelLadyJane.com.
Yeah. Don't forget the angels, Jan.
Yeah, Angel Lady Jane. Sorry about that, Jane.
No problem.
Okay, then. Well, speaking of younger people, I did write a song a while ago called Spirit in the Rhythm, and it's sort of a house track. Which is a house track. And my album will be coming out shortly. And then following that, I'll be bringing out my house track album as well. So I'll just give this a spin. And before you go, thank you so much for standing at the last minute. And thank you to the angels for being here with us and helping us get through the show in spite of being cut off about 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd like to say goodbye and God bless. See you next week for Pete Spencer. And hope to see you again soon, Jane.
Absolutely. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank
Angel
you.
Bless.
Bye, everyone. We
see
love you.
Soon.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
And dance on your butt. You still there, Jane?